Well, this morning we have a guest sitting here in the studio with us. Dr. Chet Manili is with us this morning, local dentist at the Family Dental Center. We're going to talk a little bit about an opportunity that folks will have to be able to come out and take advantage of a Veterans Day opportunity. This isn't the first time you've done this. We're going to talk about that. Good morning, first of all.
Good morning. Yeah, no, this is actually the second year we've been doing this. And so we're excited to provide some dental care to our veterans who have served. You know, last year we had a really good turnout. It was super busy, super fun. Met a lot of good people, and we were wanting to do it again. And so here we are.
Yeah. What kinds of work did you do last year?
Yeah, so last year we did pretty much the bread and butter of dentistry, just basic routine fillings, extractions, and we did some cleanings. And so it was nice because we had a couple openings, and so, you know, the patients came in and they got some cleanings done, and if they had a little work, we could usually slide them over to my side, and we did, you know, whatever they needed. This year, you know, we're actually partnering up with Dental Designs out of Omaha and Lincoln, and they're going to be there helping us out, and so we're actually going to have some partial dentures that we can make for them. How that'll kind of work is, you know, we'll take some impressions that appointment, and then we'll have to have them back in about 2 weeks. The lab will take those impressions and bring them, you know, to their lab and make the partials for us, and then we'll deliver them in a couple of weeks. And so, you know, we were really happy and really appreciative that, you know, they were going to do that for us, and so, and for the veterans.
Yeah. Chet, can this type of work, I mean, when you're talking about doing some dental work and stuff like this, this can kind of be life-changing for them, can it?
Yeah, I would say so. You know, I tell patients all the time that, you know, dentures, you know, are not replacements for teeth. And so you really want to keep, you know, keep your teeth as long as you can. I mean, it can, it affects the way you eat, what you eat, you know, how you eat it. You know, you can, you know, decline pretty rapidly, you know, if you can't, you know, take in the nutrition, you know, through food.
I don't think sometimes people realize how much dental health reflects on your overall health. I mean, even heart issues.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have some teeth bothering you, or, you know, the teeth don't even have to be bothering you, but you have, you know, a dental abscess or infection, you know, essentially, you know, that infection can work its way to the bloodstream, and, you know, it can cause sepsis. You know, people with some, you know, knee replacements, you know, sometimes those knee replacements can go bad, you know, or start to fail because of the infection. And so, you know, you just kind of got to be careful, and, you know, it's best to get those treated via, you know, root canal or, you know, extraction.
Sure. Yeah. Dental health is definitely directly related to your overall health.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to have a bad day, just have a bad tooth.
Yeah,
I think we've all been there.
We have.
But it's one thing to just have a, you know, a small issue, or, you know, a sore tooth or something someday. But in some cases, with some of these veterans who maybe don't have dental coverage otherwise, well, it can ball into bigger problems really fast.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you can, you know, get, you know, severely swollen and have to go to the emergency room, and, you know, the emergency room's great, but usually they just put you on an antibiotic and, you know, tell you to go find a dentist. And, you know, we all know dental treatment can be expensive. But, you know, it's a great opportunity to, you know, if you have some problems, or, you know, even just don't have any problems, and it's just been a while since you've had a checkup and some radiographs, to, you know, give us a call and stop on in, and we'll take care of you for the day.
Well, as you well know, there are various reasons why people don't go to the dentist on a regular basis, but need shouldn't be one of them. And certainly the availability is there. And with something like this, offering an opportunity for veterans to take advantage of this service for, you know, folks who might not otherwise have the opportunity because they don't have that coverage, that's got to be huge for some of these folks.
Yeah, I would like to think so. You know, everyone last year seemed very appreciative, you know, of it. And, you know, hopefully, you know, everyone from last year, you know, if they need another checkup or cleaning or something else done, they'll give us a call. And, you know, we appreciate everything they did for us, and just kind of want to pay them back.
And not just the cleaning or some of the other work that you're able to do there, but it also gives them a picture for the future. I know when most of us go to the dentist, they're going to do things like x-rays at different mm-hmm. times and take a good solid look at what's going on. You've got multiple professionals taking a look. So they kind of can give you an idea of where you are and where they'd like to see you down the road, just like a medical doctor would.
Right. Yeah, exactly. If we can't get to something or something's just a little over our head, whether it's, maybe a lump, on the side of the neck or, an irritation, back of the throat, we can definitely, help you, organize or refer to, specialists that can take care of that for you or, set up a game plan, whether, if you want a root canal and want to try to save a tooth, we can set you up with the right person or, a time later in the year to, help you take care of that as well. So it's, unfortunately, we just got one day, and so we got to keep things somewhat limited, but, we're still here to help out, and we'll do whatever we can to, find the right place for you if need be.
Yeah, absolutely. And just being able to notice some things that could be perhaps even cancerous before it gets too far down the road. And it's amazing that sometimes just a little thing like a dental appointment during the course of your day can turn into such an important part of your life.
Yeah, it's definitely important to, have that oral cancer screen or, any cancer screens, because a lot of the times you don't really realize anything's going on until it's, until it's too late. I would say when you start feeling some symptoms, it's, you would have wished 5 years ago that, or, even a year ago that, someone would have taken a look at it and said, hey, maybe you need to go get this, a second opinion on this.
Yeah, you bet. All right. Well, let's talk about the nuts and bolts of this then. That second annual Veterans Opportunity is on Veterans Day, Friday, November 11th, appropriately. Are you planning on an all-day event?
Yeah, yep. It's going to be all day. I think it looks like we're starting at 7 o'clock and we'll probably close down around 4:30, 5 o'clock. If you want to set up an appointment, give us a call at the office. Our office number is 243-3275. I know we still have a decent amount of openings, and so we want to get those filled. I would definitely say set an appointment. I mean, walk-ins will be welcome, but we want to make sure that, we have room for you. So.
Sure. What should they be able to provide when they call and when they show up?
Yeah, so I think the things that really we just need would be when you call, just, name, number, and when you come to the office, we'll probably have you fill out a health history form and a HIPAA form, and, we can email those to you, or you can come pick them up at the office, beforehand if you want to, be on top of things, but otherwise you can do it at the office. And then, we're just going to require just a photo ID. So
very good. Can family members, a spouse perhaps, call and make that appointment for that individual if they're not able to do that?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. Family members, anyone can call to make that appointment. And if you can't make it there that day, have the courtesy to, give us a call, and, we'll try to fill it the best we can.
Okay, very good. So. And this, of course, is a veterans event. It is intended for veterans, those who don't have access to dental coverage, which surprisingly is a lot of people.
Yeah, no, I think it's more than, people think. And it's unfortunate, but, we're just kind of doing what we can for them and, just taking it one veterans day at a time. But it would be nice to see, maybe somewhat of a, I would say maybe a healthcare plan or something for them, but that's way above my pay grade, so I won't get into that at all. But I know it's kind of, with veterans, it's kind of all or nothing. From my understanding, it's either you have full coverage or you don't have coverage at all, which makes it kind of hard. So, we're happy to provide whatever we can that day for you, and hopefully people, come out.
Very good. A lot of those basic services available that day. So, and again, at no charge to those veterans who don't otherwise have dental coverage. So take advantage of that if it's an opportunity. And if there are follow-ups needed, there's always possibilities down the road, too, of being able to find the coverage needed to be able to handle some other issues and maybe keep more regular appointments that way, too, so you keep on top of that dental health.
Yeah, you know, keeping regular appointments so, you know, you can prevent from that extraction, or, you know, we can prevent from, you know, having to do a crown, and just keep it simple with, you know, with a filling. It goes a long ways.
Absolutely. Again, Friday, November 11th on Veterans Day, starting at 7 a.m. They're taking appointments throughout the day. Still have some. It's first come, first served. So call soon. 243-3275 to the Family Dental Center here in Atlantic. And get on board if that's a service that you can take advantage of. Dr. Chet Manili joining us here this morning. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you guys, and thank you, veterans.